This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Homeschooling with Technology show. Your host, Meryl Vandermeerva, loves using technology to streamline her life and to make lessons more engaging. She is a graduated homeschool mom and teaches homeschoolers at her local co-op classes and online at fundafundaacademy.com. Whether you are tech-challenged or someone who loves technology, this show is for you. And here's your host, Meryl Vandermeerva.
Hello and welcome to the Homeschooling with Technology podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Vandermeerva, and today in episode 268, we're going to be looking at the importance of critical thinking skills in navigating social media. And I have a guest today who I discovered a couple of months ago, I think now weeks ago, on Instagram. Welcome, Stephanie Simoes.
Hello, nice to be here.
So, if you follow her on Instagram, you will know her as Critty Kid, as C-R-I-T-I-K-I-D. You will find her Instagram username in the show notes. Just scroll down in your podcast player to get that, or go to homeschoolingwithtechnology.com. Everything that we talk about that you need linked to will be in the show notes. So, Stephanie, before we get into our actual topic, tell us a bit about yourself and how you started Critty Kid and looking at critical thinking skills and how we can be training our children in this.
So I'm an online science teacher, and I've also been creating educational videos for a few years about various nonfiction topics. But about 3 years ago, I got the idea that I wanted to start incorporating critical thinking into some of my classes and videos. And I was looking for resources and I just couldn't find much. So I was actually quite surprised that there's not a lot of critical thinking resources for children. There's a lot out there for adults, and in university classes, you can start studying formal logic, for example. But really at that time, about 3 years ago, there wasn't much for kids. So I just noticed that there was something needed. And these days there's some books and other resources that I found that do teach critical thinking to kids. So that's great. But there weren't any online resources that I could find. So that's why I started a website, Critty Kid, which teaches critical thinking to kids through videos and interactive activities.
And so when you say kids, what age range is this?
So right now I have a course called Fallacy Detectors, which is about how to spot logical fallacies. So this targets kids ages 8 to 12. And this week I'm going to release a course called Symbolic Logic for Teens. So that's for 13 plus. And I'm hoping in the summer to release a course for very young children. So all ages from, I guess, maybe 2 or 3 until 18 is my plan for the future.
Yeah, it sounds great to me. So when we say critical thinking skills, you've mentioned logical fallacies and symbolic logic. What all does critical thinking skills cover?
Okay, that's a really good question. You can find a lot of different definitions of critical thinking. The one that I like to use is that critical thinking is the ability to distinguish between logical and flawed reasoning in order to communicate better. And that includes communicating with ourselves. So logical fallacies are a big part of that. Those are basically bad arguments. But cognitive biases are also part of that. And that's when we make bad arguments in our own thought processes, often by accident. And symbolic logic, that's the ability to break down arguments into their parts to be able to analyze both the correctness of the logic and of the premises or the building blocks of the argument. And science literacy is a part of it too, being able to evaluate all the information we come across online. Was this a high quality study? Was it replicated? Understanding statistics, and also understanding the limits of our intuition and how our intuition can mislead us. So critical thinking covers a lot of different related topics.
Right. And just yesterday, Stephanie posted on her account, she was reposting from something she saw on Twitter. It was a quote that I thought was very interesting and challenging. And it said something along the lines of, if you think that you are a critical thinker, then you aren't, or something along that line, that basically you need to challenge that assumption. And it's really good to remember that when we think we have it all and that we are not being affected by biases and that we are thinking through logically through things, when we get to that point where we are so firm in our own minds, that should raise a lot of red flags for us. And so I think that what she teaches is good for us as parents and as adults as much as it is for our children. Now, obviously, in general, this is a important skill, but our specific topic today is social media. If your children aren't already on social media, it is highly likely they're going to be. They're going to be on Instagram, they're going to be on Snapchat, they're going to be on TikTok, and they're going to be chatting in Discord, they're going to be seeing what people say on Reddit. There are just so many places where they are likely to be getting information from other people who will be sharing memes, sharing things that sound so good. So why is this such an important skill when it comes to looking at social media?
Yeah, you don't need to spend too much time in the comment section to find that it's just filled with logical fallacies. And when you can't identify them, they tend to just derail conversations. Mm-hmm. And the conversations are not productive. So I think that learning how to identify and also how to respond to logical fallacies will help kids to be able to have more productive conversations in the comment sections, and also help them to learn when it's better just not to engage, because there are some times when it's better just to drop out of a conversation if it's clear that it's not going to go anywhere. And then also just all the information we get so much information mm-hmm. online. So much conflicting information, and even for adults, it's really hard to just go through all this and know what to think without just defaulting to, oh, what does my group think? You know, if you have a certain group that you feel like you belong to, and they already have stances on mm-hmm. certain issues, then it can be easier just to choose the stance that your group has on all of these issues because of all the conflicting information. So critical thinking can help with that, specifically the science literacy. For example, I've been posting a lot recently about pseudoscience, mm-hmm. pseudoscience red flags, and how to identify that. And I think I will start posting a little bit more about statistics and data analysis, because that's also strangely usually not taught until university, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of adults don't even have that training, and definitely not children. So I think those are the two main areas on social media where critical thinking can help: the comment section, specifically being able to identify logical fallacies, and then just being able to sort through and interpret all the overwhelming amount of information we receive.
So here I have an idea for you parents. Obviously, go and follow Stephanie if you're on Instagram. And are you on TikTok as well?
Yep, I'm on okay. TikTok, YouTube, everywhere.
Okay, and I'm going to get all, are you Critic Kid everywhere? Is that easy to find you?
Only on X, I'm Critic Kids with an S.
Okay.
Everywhere else, I'm Critic Kid.
Okay, and I will put those in the show notes. Okay, but here's an idea. So whichever you're, if you're on some social media, whatever your one of choice is, go and follow Stephanie, and you will see that she, she has fun things you can discuss with your kids. But also, as you are just watching either hers or as you perhaps are reading other people's. So first of all, learn yourself so that you know what's going on. But if you are watching a reel or seeing a meme someone's posting and you see in the comment section and you yourself identify some kind of fallacy in real life, save it. And the next time you're sitting down at a meal with your kids, pull it up and go, hey, look at this. What do you think? because I think giving them real life examples of something that you literally saw on social media is going to be huge if you can apply it. So obviously, if this is all new to you, you first got to just follow Stephanie and start to learn the stuff. But I think, you know, really being able to apply it just when you see fun things and giving it to your kids so that they start to work those critical thinking skill muscles. Which sort of gets me into it. I've given you my one idea, but what are other ideas on how to teach our kids these skills?
That's actually a really good point that you brought up, that parents might need to learn this stuff first in order to demonstrate it to their kids. So actually, I know some parents have been watching the Critic Kid videos along with their kids. Mm-hmm. Also, Thinking is Power is a good resource. I've done some collaboration with Melanie from Thinking is Power. That website right. teaches
I've seen
critical
those.
Thinking
Real
to
fun.
Adults.
Yes. Yes.
So I would definitely recommend that adults improve their own critical thinking skills. And then I really agree with the idea you had of adults saving stuff and showing it to their kids, or even scrolling through social media with their kids, because it'll be really easy to find fallacies that way.
Sadly, it's really easy to find.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they can, ask, like, say you see a really flashy news headline. And that's a big problem, that a lot of science news gets overhyped. So like you see a headline that says, you know, fusion reactor successful or something like that. And you can sort of think out loud to your kids saying, oh, this is so amazing and so cool. I want to share it. I want to start telling people about the new fusion reactor. But do you think there's anything I should do first? And then maybe the kid will suggest, maybe you should read the article first. Maybe you should go back and check the original sources. What study does this article refer to? Because that's another problem where citations get cited and nobody actually goes back to look at the original source. Just sometimes citations themselves are seen as a sign of credibility. Mm-hmm. So then things that are actually not that credible, or their credibility can get exaggerated, start getting shared over and over and over again. So demonstrating this kind of thinking out loud in front of your kids, and maybe asking them questions and helping to guide them to think critically about what they see on social media is a great idea. And I think that's better than just trying to keep them off social media, because they'll get on it eventually. So the best we can do is prepare them. I do actually want to eventually add a social media simulator someday to Critic Kid, which would be a place for kids to rationally and respectfully debate certain topics using what they learn about critical thinking. And it would be highly moderated, unlike Twitter. So it'd be maybe like a kid's version of Twitter, but you have to be rational and you have to be respectful. Otherwise, the comments will not be permitted. So
one suggestion,
kind of like a flight simulator, but for social media.
Well, what you could always do if you find it's too much to like be moderating it all the time is you could also just have like an hour each day when
that's
this is
true.
Like, and that way you know, particularly as you're starting off, because you know, the problem is always how do you moderate something for 24 hours? You know, you could pick this is the hour and you come on and debate. And then at the end, the thing closes off again. And then next day you open it up again. So just a suggestion.
Yeah, that
on how,
could be a way to do it. Yeah.
Because I love your idea and I would definitely be heavily promoting it if you do something like that.
Yeah, I think I actually wouldn't permit any comments to be on there before I check them.
That's
first.
True.
So I don't
that
have
would
to be
also
moderating
be a good idea.
Like all,
yes.
You know, all night
yes.
long.
Yes.
Otherwise, that would be maybe too risky.
That would be another
children.
Good way of doing it. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Making it so that I think it, because that's the thing. I think that they need to, I'm, you know, like you, I believe that we've got to teach our children to use the technology. And it's, you know, you don't just not ever let your kid go to the mall. all the time that they're at home, and let them for the first, you know, then eventually they leave home and go to college, and then they're going to go to the mall. You want to teach them about everything long before that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's those small steps and actually letting them watch that. Yeah. I've got a couple of episodes where I talk about those sort of topics. Apart from the two that you've mentioned, are there any other good websites, that you, or IG accounts or anything else which you would suggest people go to?
You did have the author Julie Bogart on the podcast previously, right?
I did.
Okay, so
yes.
I was going to mention her books about critical thinking.
Yes. And I will put a link to Julie came and spoke on screens and guilt was what she spoke on. And so I will find that one and link to it. Yes.
Yeah. I know that's not an online resource. It just came to mind right away.
No, but
it's
that
critical
is,
thinking
yes,
for kids.
Yes.
Yeah. There is an app called Cranky Uncle, where you can practice identifying different logical fallacies. It might also be a website. I'm not sure if it works as a website too, or just as an app, but yeah, you can search Cranky Uncle.
Okay. I'm making a note of it to put in the show notes. That sounds great. Yeah.
And if I think of something else specifically for kids, there is someone who makes great critical thinking worksheets for kids. It's called Building Critical Thinkers. And you can get those right now on Teachers Pay Teachers, but I'm going to be actually collaborating with him. I'm working with him right now and we're redesigning the worksheets a little bit, and I'm going to be selling those through CritiKid probably within the next month. So you could get them now on Teachers Pay Teachers, Building Critical Thinkers, or wait a little bit and you'll see them on CritiKid.
And, those both sound fantastic. And I will post when there's anything exciting happening with CritiKid, I will post about it in our podcast community on Facebook, the Homeschooling with Technology community. So if you're not already following us there, do come there, because I will tell you when she has those up. I'm following her very closely on Instagram. So I will notice, she won't even need to tell me. I will know all the news and I will come and share it with you. So particularly if you perhaps aren't on a lot of social media, join that Facebook group, and I will keep you in touch with what she's doing, because I really think this is all so very, very important. Just to finish up, let's just circle back to your own courses that you offer on the critical thinking. You have something that's free right now that I saw you posting about. So I can link to that too. Was that the symbolic logic worksheets?
Yes, I do have free symbolic logic worksheets.
Okay, so I'll make sure to link to those too.
And I have Fallacy Detectors Part 1 is available now, which covers 10 logical fallacies. The first video is free.
Okay, so it's good. So people can just go and see if they like it. Yes. Though if you follow you on Instagram, you'll know what you do. Yes.
Yeah. The symbolic logic course is going to be out within a few days. I don't know if you release this podcast on the same day, but right now it's
it'll be
Monday.
2 days time. It'll be coming out today.
The course might actually be out then by the time you release this podcast.
Well, otherwise,
Symbolic Logic for Teens Part 1.
And how long will it take them to do that?
To go through the course?
Yes.
So the total video length is somewhere around half an hour. It's broken into lots of small videos. But then there's activities that go with each one. And I don't really want to say an exact amount of time, because I do recommend that the teens watching it pause to think about things and go back and maybe rewatch it a few times, because it's a lot of information packed in really quickly. But that's the benefit of the video format is, you know, it's not like once it's done. They can keep going back and watching and thinking about it. So it really depends on the individual person.
Okay. And how many parts are you going to have for the teens?
I believe it will be 3 parts for the symbolic logic for teens.
Okay. Sounds great.
And 2 parts for the logical fallacies for the 8 to 12 year olds.
Okay. Sounds great. So definitely something that they could perhaps do over the summer, or you could do it as a half credit and kind of keep track of how much time. You could either just, you know, supplement it once you've got all your three out for the teens. You could either supplement it by get them to perhaps write an essay about what they have learned through the process. You could perhaps get them to journal if they're on social media a lot. They can journal as they're seeing it and identifying it. So you could do any of those to get up to about your 65 hours. Or you could, you know, go and find some other resource, like some of these, the worksheets that you're talking about in Teachers Pay Teachers, and buy a couple of those to add to it. But I think doing a critical thinking elective would be far more useful than many of the things that students have to study in high school.
Yeah, and actually I should mention, since this is a homeschooling podcast, that I do offer group discounts for schools for, you know, if they're buying for many students. And I think it's only fair to offer the same type of thing for homeschoolers. So if you're part of a co-op, you can just email me. My email's on the website. And ask for the school group discounts, and I'll give those discounts to homeschooling parents too.
Thank you. That is fantastic. And thank you so much for taking this time and coming and sharing with us. It's been really helpful. And I do hope every single person listening follows you and probably starts to buy what you have. Her courses are not expensive. I have been and had a look. This is within everybody's budget. So go across there. I don't want to give price amounts because you may change them over the years, but this is not going to break the bank. So go and see what she has.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And thank you all for listening in again. Do give us a rating and review. Share this episode with a friend who you think would benefit from it. And I will see you again, same time, same place, next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Homeschooling with Technology with Meryl Vandemerva. Visit her at fundafundaacademy.com and homeschoolingwithtechnology.com. Homeschooling with Technology is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.